Great. May I read to you a few verses from 1 Peter chapter 5? Well, actually, one verse from 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 on page 1154. Peter writes to his friends, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Being humble probably isn't a quality you talk about much if you're applying for a job around here. And I did a brief look at various LinkedIn, whatever they're called, LinkedIn bits of people that I know. Yes, I know there's a term. Thanks, Ben. You'll tell me afterwards. LinkedIn bits of people I know. And of all the qualities that people talked about in their LinkedIn profile, being humble wasn't one of them that I've seen so far. Though one of you may say to me afterwards, if only you'd looked at mine, you'd have seen I'd have talked about humility in every other sentence. Yet the Apostle Peter clearly thought that it should characterize the lives of those to whom he was writing. And that it would, however surprisingly, add value to their lives if they became more humble than they were. Of course, it hadn't been, for those who knew Peter for a long time, it hadn't been in earlier years a characteristic that anyone would actually have associated with him. But over the years, failure, greater life experience, and the Holy Spirit helping him grow in wisdom had changed him from being what he had been like to the one who could write now, humble yourself under God's mighty hand. In the Gospels, we see again and again a total lack of humility in the Apostle Peter, where he often felt that he knew better than the Lord Jesus Christ and wasn't ashamed to say so. When it came to the Last Supper, he resisted having his feet washed by Jesus. He wouldn't allow it, he said, not me. But Jesus, in his turn, insisted that he would. When Jesus predicted that his disciples would all deny even knowing him, Peter was bold enough to say that no matter what everyone else did, no matter who else lets you down, I will never let you down, I'll never deny you. But Jesus knew that Peter would actually let him down in spite of all his bravado. He told him that actually before the cock crowed the following morning, he would have denied three times even having ever met the Lord Jesus. And that, of course, is exactly, as we all know, how it turned out. And there couldn't have been a single morning over the following 35 years when the cock crowed that Peter hadn't looked back to that dreadful failure in the high priest's garden when he denied knowing Jesus. So it was in the light of all he'd learned and experienced that he wrote as he did here, humble yourself under God's mighty hand. The idea behind the phrase is clothe yourselves with humility. We have to do something. We don't suddenly wake up one morning, sadly, and find ourselves humble. And I think it starts by us being honest in our prayers. Honest before God about not only our strengths, but our weaknesses. Honest about what really matters, even though we wouldn't talk about that perhaps to many other people. Honest about what we want out of life, where we need help, about our regrets, about those feelings about other people that we'd feel ashamed, actually, to talk about our disappointments, and also about what we really hope for in the rest of our lives. Being humble starts with being honest in prayer, saying, this is me, Lord, and I really do need quite a bit of help from you if I'm going to move forward. Being honest because we know Jesus can make things happen. And if we're thinking about clothing ourselves in humility, we start by saying, how honest are we when we pray? I was talking to my boss yesterday afternoon, and I was telling her what I thought, always unwise, and she said, gosh, you're really angry about this, aren't you? I said, yes, I am. And I suddenly thought, ooh, I didn't realize that. And I prayed about this particular issue, which I got increasingly cross about, but I never realized that it had been eating away at me. So Jesus and I had to have a much more honest conversation. I mean, he didn't need to change his attitude at all. But it makes me think, how honest are we in prayer? We also need to be alert to the temptation to compare ourselves to others. It's hard because that's a natural thing that most of us do. It's a helpful indicator of whether we're doing well and whether people like us. You know, we look at ourselves, we look at other people, and we think, I wish I was a bit more like him or her. Peter would have remembered the Lord Jesus telling the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, where the Pharisee, who should have focused on how God saw him, instead compared himself favorably with someone else and became smugly complacent as a result. Not much growth spiritually there. But change, spiritual maturity, and perhaps particularly humbling ourselves before God, is the fruit of a partnership with Jesus. Thankfully, I thought yesterday afternoon, it's not just all down to me. And it's a partnership that allows us to be honest, allows us not to compare ourselves with other people, because it's a partnership which reminds us quite how much he values us. He died for us. He continues to be invested in us by his Holy Spirit. He wants to work with us, and he's not going to walk away or give up on us. He wants us to be excited about what he and we might do. And the promise in the second part of the verse, he may lift you up in due time, is a promise that we can trust him with our future. When we make mistakes, when we mess things up, failure is not the last word. Restoration always is.